Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, 13th day of the month of Sivan. Today is day 612. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We collectively pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ira Evan of Congregation Ohav Shalom in Merrick, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Evan fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And that will be followed then by the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those who are held captive. And finally, Rabbi Evan will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where he will pause for about 30 seconds, give each of us to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. One last note. Recently, my colleague Rebecca Levy took over coordinating a lot of the aspects and logistics and details behind the scenes for this call. So, I want to give her the credit she deserves. She is now producing the daily call, and she is the one who booked Rabbi Evan, first time that I did not, and can attest to the fact that this is not a last-minute bringing the rabbi on, because I was not even involved. But as always, we are extremely grateful to Rabbi Evan, always making himself available. He's been on the call more than any other Rav. And that is because he has always said, you have me in your back pocket. If you ever need me to get on, to speak, last minute, there's a cancellation, I'm always here for you. And he has always stayed true to his word, and we are grateful for that. But this was booked by someone else, and so we are grateful, the chavod, to welcome back to the Daily Call, Rabbi Evan.
Well, thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and I guess I have to thank Rebecca for the opportunity, this invitation, opportunity to speak to this wonderful group. I'm honored to be invited back. Maybe Rebecca was new, so maybe she didn't know. Last time I spoke, I sort of threw some stones at the ivory tower of the OU, and I just figured that was the end of my reign as the Divrei Chizuk champion. But yes, I was invited back today with a whole weekend in advance. I guess Rebecca didn't get the memo, which makes me wonder either how desperate you are to find speakers or that the leadership of the OU may not actually be listening to these calls. So in any case, I'm very happy to be here and back to some Divrei Chizuk. It's been one full week since we spent the entire night learning Torah. And I don't know about you, Rabbi Herman, but I can say without a doubt that I am still really, really tired. I honestly believe that you never ever make up that sleep and you just remain tired until next Shavuot when you have to start again. And in truth, the experience of Kabbalah Torah is actually something that's supposed to stick with us. So maybe that's why we continue to be tired. We have a commandment in the Torah to tell us that we're supposed to be actually thinking about and Kabbalah Torah and the Sinai experience all the time. The Torah tells us in Sefer Devarim, Parak Dalet, Raki Shomar Lachar Shmor Nafshecha Ma'od, and Tishkach Es Devarim Asher Ro'u Einecha, and Yisrum Levecha Kol Yimei Chayecha, Odati Levenecha Levenei Venecha. We have lost the page there. The Adat of Necha, Vnei Vanecha, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yom Hashem Manasa Lefanecha, Lei Hashem Elokecha B'Choreb. Only be aware and guard yourself carefully, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest you stray away from your heart all the days of your life, that you are to make them known to your children and to your children's children, the day that you stood before Hashem, your God, at Har Sinai. Now, this, in reality, while we celebrate Zman Matan Torah Teinu, the giving of the Torah, on the holiday of Shavuot, similar to the commandments of Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim, of remembering the Exodus that we have on Pesach, we still have a separate biblical obligation to remember the Sinai experience every single day of our lives. And in truth, as the Ramban describes the role of the Mishkan, that the role of the Mishkan was there to help the people take Sinai with them. The service of the Mishkan and the Kalim, the vessels, were all meant to be mobile reminders for the most significant moment in our national history, when we received the covenant from Hashem. But, my Divrei Chizkal friends, that was a long time ago. Today, we don't have a Mishkan, and we don't have a Beit HaMikdash anymore, unfortunately. The question always remains, how are we supposed to tap into the Sinaitic experience today? Funny should ask. Maybe I'll explain. In the description of Matan Torah in the Book of Devarim, in Parak Hei, Pasuk Yudchet, immediately after Moshe's recapitulation of the Decalogue, forgive me, I like to say the word Decalogue, immediately after Moshe repeats the story of the Aseret HaDibrot, it describes the scene with the following words, Kol Gadol V'lo Yasef, which is translated as a great voice, never to be repeated. Now these two schools of thoughts, there are two schools of thoughts of exactly what that means, because it's a strange phrase. The simple meaning of the word V'lo Yasef, as explained by the Ibn Ezra, and the Rashbam and others, is that God's voice and the experience of revelation were never to be repeated. This was a one-time deal, a one-hit wonder, an exceptional and transcendent moment in human history that was never to be replicated. But on the other hand, there are other explanations. Unkelus, for example, translates V'lo Yasef as V'lo Psak, which means that God's voice never ended, were never seized and never stopped. According to Unkelus and the Ramban as well, God spoke at Sinai thousands of years ago, and his voice and his message continues to carry until today and beyond. The difference is that at Sinai, everyone heard the sound of revelation. At the time of the temple, everyone who wanted to rehear the sound could just travel to the place where God rested his name. But after that, for the last 2,000 years, if you wanted to hear the sound of revelation, you had to seek it. You had to search for it. It doesn't just hit you over the head. Friends, there's a phenomenon taking place that I wonder if this audience can appreciate. We're given the impression that we live in a godless world. I hear this all the time, right? We live in a world that people don't believe in, it's a godless world. That's what people think. But in fact, that's really not the case. A Pew Research Center religious landscape study from early 2024 found that 83% of United States citizens, U.S. adults, believe in God or universal spirit, including the belief in heaven and the concept of a soul. I'm not talking about Jews. I'm talking about the 330 whatever million people in the United States of America who believe in God. And in Israel, this connection is even stronger than it's ever been in modern history. Not only do also 83% of Israelis believe in God, according to a recent study, but there's a renaissance taking place in Israel, where modern Israeli music has secular Jews singing words like Hashem Yitzbarech Tamid Ohev Oti, that the blessed God always loves me. Now this doesn't necessarily mean that these people are practicing religion or part of an organized religion. It doesn't mean that they're all going to shul or church, but it does mean that the sound of Sinai still reverberates and is heard. Even if it's not incredibly loud, it's still very present. What I think it means to us who hear that sound of Sinai loud and clear, is that just by behaving like a religious person, just by acting with midot, and by never being embarrassed or intimidated to outwardly be about our observance, just by having conversations with coworkers, random people that you meet on the train, you take your earbuds out for a moment from listening to the OU recorded shiurim and talk to somebody next to you, then you can increase the volume of the sound of Sinai to that person. People today are searching to hear the sound of Sinai, and they will be thrilled to listen to it if we would just share it with them. And now, we'll say some Tehillim. Tehillim Parakhaf. Mamateach Mizmar LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzera. Yitzegat Hashem Elohi Yaakov. Yishlach Ezra Chamikodesh Mitzion Yisedeka. Yizkar Kol Melchotecha V'Olatcha Yidash Nesela. Yitein Lecha Kavavecha V'Chol Atotcha Yimalei. Nirana Vishuatecha V'Shem Elohim Nidol. Mala Adonai Kol Moshalatecha. Ata Yadati Ki Hashem Elohim Vashicho Yenei Vishvei Gusho Gvurat Vishem Yishav Vino. Eila Barecha V'Eila Besusim V'Nachem Vishem Adonai Elohim Nafkir. him a karo and a fellow and after coming to Tadod, Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Neinu V'yom Kareinu. Parak Chaf Gimel. Mizmar LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo'achzar. V'notesha Yarbitzeni Ami Menuchot Yina'alini. Napshi Yishov V'yonchini V'magli Tzedek L'man Shmo. Gam Ki Eilech V'geit Tzalmavet Lo Yirarak Yata Imadi. Shivtecha Mishantecha Hema Yinachamuni Tarach Lefana Shulchan Neged Tzorarai. Shanta Bashem and Roshi Kosi Revaya. Achtav Chesed Yudafuni Kol Yimei Chayai. Shafti V'beit Adonai Li'orach Yamin. Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir Lamalot. Yisayinai El Arim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri V'yem Adonai Ose Shamayim V'aretz. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha. Yinei Lo Yanum V'lo Yishon Shomei Yisrael. Anai Shomrecha Anai Tzilcha Yad Yaminecha. Yom HaShemesh Lo Yikaka V'yireach V'layla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikorah Yishmoret Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmoret Yitzcha V'orecha. Yata V'yad Olam. Kuf Lamed. Shir Malot. Yimam Akim Karaticha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bakoli Tiena Zecha Kashavot Kol Tachnunai. Yimam Avonot Yishmoriya Adonai Miyamod. Kimcha Slicha Lamanti Varei. Kiviti Adonai Kivta Nashi V'lidro Ocholti. Nashi L'Adonai Misham Raboker Asham Raboker. Yichel Yisrael Adonai Kim Adonai Chesed Abrevei Mofudut. V'hu Yifdeh Es Yisrael Mikol Avonotav. Kuf Mem Bet. Maskid LeDavid. V'yotem Amarat Tvila. Koli Adonai Yazak Koli Adonai Yitzchanan. Shpok Lavanam Sichi Tzareti Lefanav Agid. V'tatayf Alay Rechi V'tayadat Inativati Barach Tu Alek Tamu Fakli. Abet Yamin Re'evin Limakir Avanu Anon Sveinini Ein Dereish Nafshi. Zakti Lecha Adonai Amarte Tamachti Chalk Yabarat Achayim. Akshiva Rinati Kedot Amor Adolini Rafai Kiyo Amtu Mimeni. Hotzi Yam Mimaskar Nafshi Lo'odot Tshmecha. V'yachtiru Tadikim Ki Tigmal Alay. Achino Kobit Yisrael. Anasuna Mitaro Roshuya Om Debein Bayam Ubein Bayamasha. המקום ירחם עליהם ויוצא מטל הרווחה ומפה לאורה. שיבה דגולה, השתבל גוזל ואנקריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or in dry land, may the omnipresent one have compassion upon them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now speedily and soon. And let us say Amen. Yishaberach Avotenu, Hamritzvi Yaakov, who yivrechat chaylei tzva haganah l'Yisrael, ואנשי כוחות הביטחון, עומדים במשמרתנו בערי אלוהינו, בגבול עבודון ביד מדבר מצרים. בנים הגדול עבור רבה ובשה ובכל מקום שהם, והיבשה ובעיר ובים, ייתנו את אבינו קמים עלינו לגבי אבניהם. קדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו, מכל צער וצוקה ומכל נגע מחלה, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד ברצוננו תחתיהם ויתר מקדשו ובתרץ הביטחון, וגם הם כתוב כדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם לאחד מכם. אם אויביכם לשיעתכם, ונאמר אמן. וישברך אבותינו, אמר יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה, אהרן, דוד ושלמה, ויברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל, ושבויו, ואת כל אחינו הנצונו בצער ובשביה, ועבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוצא מחושב ותלמם את מוסרותיהם ינתק. ובמצוקותיהם יושיעם וישבם מהר לחיק משפקותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלותיו לבני אדם, וגם במקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישבון, ובאו ציון ורינה, שמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו, ונסו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. משברך אבותינו, אמר מצפי יעקב, משה אהרן דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך את החולים ואת החולות. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, לחמם להרפותם מרחבם, לחזקם ולחיותם, שלח מהר רפואה שלמה לשמיים, כל איבריהם וגדיהם וכל גדיהם, תוך שאר כל ישראל ורפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתא בכל זמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Yavin. It's really great to have you back on. And we look forward, please God, Emirat Hashem, to having you back on the program. Soon in the near future. Really appreciate you. We're up here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.